USA Radio News.
Police have charged a 23-year-old man over the fatal shooting at a Maryland warehouse that left three people dead. The man was an employee of the warehouse, Columbia Machine. He opened fire in the warehouse after working a normal shift, killing three men and critically injured two, including an officer. The man has been charged with first and second degree murder, attempted first and second degree murder, first and second degree assault, reckless endangerment, use of a firearm in a violent crime, and other weapons charges. The price of a gallon of gas on regular gasoline hit an historic milestone, $5.01, according to AAA. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A brush fire in North Carolina is under investigation after it took a deadly turn when it reached a structure that stored commercial-grade fireworks. The owner of the facility was killed, according to the county emergency services. Two of the firefighters have been released, while one is still being treated at a hospital. Ukraine officials say President Biden needs to clarify his words after he claimed that Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky brushed off U.S. warning of an impending Russian invasion before the start of the Russia-Ukraine war. Now, President Biden made the comments while speaking to donors in Los Angeles, California, about his continued support for Ukraine. A spokesman for the Ukraine president said that the phrase "did not want to hear" probably needs clarification. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one get one free special going on now at My Pillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to mypillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. mypillow.com/USA.
The Biden administration is planning to enact a rule that will require tobacco companies to minimize the amount of nicotine in cigarettes. This means tobacco manufacturers selling cigarettes in the U.S. would be required to lessen the amount of nicotine to non-addictive levels, a move that would tremendously affect the tobacco industry. The policy would be a step in President Joe Biden's Cancer Moonshot Plan, launched in February, to reduce the cancer death rates for Americans by at least 50% in the next 25 years. A judge has convicted an Alabama man of littering and ordered him to pay a total of $300 after he placed a flower box at the foot of his fiancée's grave. The man reportedly admitted in court that he asked permission from the city to place the flower boxes at the grave, and he was told that it would be fine so long as the family approved. However, the father of the soon-to-be bride did not approve of the fiancé, so he ultimately had him arrested for littering. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.